The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 23, given by His Holiness Srila Satsarup Das Goswami, on November 7th, 1991, in Vrindavan.
Translation. Lord Krishna, forgetting hunger and thirst, and putting aside all considerations for personal pleasure, stood there, holding up the hill for 7 days as the people of Braja gazed upon him. Purport. According to Vishnu Purana, Vrajaika Vashibir Harsha Vismitakshar Nirikshitai Gopagopir Janaya Vishtai. Lord Krishna held up the mountain while his praises were chanted by the residents of Braja, all of whom now had the opportunity to dwell together with him and who glanced at him with joyful and amazed eyes. Thus the cowherd men and women were all elated, and out of loving affection they opened their eyes wide. By continuously drinking the nectar of the beauty and sweetness of Sri Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan felt no hunger, thirst, or fatigue, and Lord Krishna, by seeing their beautiful forms, also forgot about eating, drinking, and sleeping. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur points out that 7 days of continuous rain from the Samvartika clouds failed to flood the district of Mathura because the Supreme Lord, simply by his potency, immediately dried up the water as it fell to the ground. Thus, Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill is full of fascinating details and has for thousands of years remained one of his most famous pastimes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastitari Satani. In this Govardhan Leela, there is a culmination of rasas between Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan. Especially as we read the Krishna book, we take it as the biography of Krishna, starting from his birth. Things lead up to the Govardhan Hill, lifting in many ways, as we learn more and more about Krishna and his relationships with the residents of Vrindavan. So the Supreme Lord is called Raso Vaisa. He is the reservoir of all pleasure, the source of all rasas. Vrindavan means the mellows of exchanges between Krishna and the residents of Vrindavan. That's what's going on. It's not some industry that's going on, or even primarily agriculture. But what's going on is Krishna's playful, loving exchanges with the devotees. And they all have different relationships, or rasas, as have been described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, five primary rasas. And in the Vrindavan, in the Govardhan Leela, all the rasas are exchanged and displayed. It begins with a very charming scene of Vatsalya Rasa between Krishna and his father. And actually, Vatsalya, parental relationship, has been the main relationship in the Krishna book, or 10th canto, up until this point. All the babyhood and childhood activities of Krishna are mainly enjoyed by Nanda and Yasoda and other devotees who are parental, like gopis and elderly gopas. Starting with the putana, killing of putana, trinavarta, universal form, the Damodar month, as we're observing. These are all parental rasa, which Srila Prabhupada was very much absorbed in writing about in his last days here in Vrindavan, and he got up to the 13th chapter. Of course, he had already done the whole Krishna book. So anyway, this scene begins where, young boy, 5 or 6 or 7, whatever, Krishna approaches his father during the Indra Yajna and asks, "What are you doing?" And his father is not abrupt with him, but is definitely taking the superior, somewhat condescending attitude, apparently, towards his son, and doesn't even say anything at first, thinking that he will not understand the intricacies. So from the child's point of view, Krishna says, "But you shouldn't keep it a secret from me. Is there some purpose in this yajna, or do you just do it out of tradition?" So Nanda then patiently explains it, and very quickly he and his son, with all the elders listening on, are engaged in a real logical Vedic debate. So even though they considered Krishna a child, it was not so amazing that a child and this child could engage in this kind of logical debate. And Krishna is not, he's accepted on just his argument, whatever he has to say. They're not partial to him just because he's their son. Rather, they oppose him, and step by step, there's this polite but tight debate going on, which is all rather inconceivable because Krishna takes the atheistic point of view in the debate in order to get to his real intention to stop the Indra Yajna and to show that demigods do not have to be worshipped in Vrindavan or anywhere, and that in Vrindavan the attention should be to the cows and to Govardhan Hill. And of course Krishna had other purposes. By stopping Indra Yajna, he wanted to expose and punish the pride of Indra. So then when Nanda Maharaj saw that Krishna was very serious about his desire to stop the yajna, he agreed. Not because he was defeated in a debate, that is not the point. That debate seems to just subside or be put aside. Things are not decided by debate in Vrindavan, but by loving persuasion. So when they see that Krishna is very insistent, he definitely does not want this in Vyagya. All right, we'll do what you want, whatever you want. And there we see this always shifting mood in the Vrindavan Leela of sometimes Krishna is being treated as a child and not taken so seriously, although he's always loved as a child. And then sometimes he's listened to with all attention as he is the master. Although even as a child, the parent will sometimes do whatever the child wants, also out of leniency. Prabhupada said that his father would give him anything he wanted. Prabhupada explained, explained that deity of Kirtamishai, who has his hand on his hip, that the Kirtamishai, or chief of the village, in village life, he's approached in the morning and he's asked, "What would you like to eat today?" So out of his own desire, he thinks what he would like, and that becomes a menu for everybody. So when Krishna starts the Indra Yajna, he also dictates what he would like to be served in the sacrifice. So this is done on his personal order, and the worship of Govardhan with Anukut is performed. So after this, the wrath of Indra is aroused, and he comes and floods Vrindavan with torrents of rain. And everyone now runs to Krishna, expecting that he will save them. When in our seminar, Krishna book, we were often looking at these pastimes minutely, and questions were rising. We were somewhat baffled how sometimes the parents think that Krishna is an important person, and sometimes, only almost in a flash, they turn to him as the Supreme Lord and say, "Please save us." And we had no neat explanation, except it's just the play of the yoga maya to sometimes emphasize the one and sometimes the other, and to instruct us also in both features, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in Vrindavan that is not so important. So this Leela also is very prominent in this, from an opening scene with Krishna being treated like a very lovable person who doesn't know so much about religion. He's being approached for ultimate shelter. And there's a nice description of this and the Vatsalya Rasa referred to in the Nectar of Devotion. In which the residents express both these things and their own feeling that it's inconceivable to them. Once Mother Yasoda addressed one of her friends in this way: Nanda Maharaj, the leader of the cowherd men, worshipped Lord Vishnu along with me, and as a result of this worship, Krishna has been saved from the clutches of Putana and other demons. The twin Arjuna trees were, of course, broken due to a strong wind, and although Krishna appeared to have lifted Govardhan Hill along with Balaram, I think that Nanda Maharaj actually held the mountain. Otherwise, how could it have been possible for a little boy to lift such a great hill? This is an example of ecstasy in parental love. And one of the friends of Mother Yasoda said, Yashoda, just see the fun. On the one hand, there is your child, who is always captivated by sucking the milk from your breast, and on the other hand, there is the great Govardhan Hill, which can obstruct the passing of the clouds. But still, just see how wonderful it is that this great Govardhan Hill is resting on the finger of your child's left hand, just as though it were a toy. Is this not very mysterious? This, the Govardhan Hill is also a culmination of this whole bewilderment. So that after this activity, the cowherdsmen go to Nanda and ask for a final explanation of Krishna's nature. And of course, although Krishna did many wonderful things, Govardhan was very miraculous compared to kicking the cart. And of course some of his other activities, killing Trinavarta, they explained in different ways. But they saw Krishna holding the hill, and it was so amazing that after this pastime, they demanded an explanation from Nanda, which is given in the chapter called Wonderful Krishna. So they say that Krishna appears to like us to coddle him, and that when we don't coddle him, he seems to be hurt and neglected. So he's obviously just a child. But we just saw him lift the Govardhan Hill. Please explain to us, what is Krishna? Well, Nanda explains by telling all that Gargacharya had said at the time of the name-giving of Krishna and Balaram. That indeed this Krishna appeared in different yugas, in different incarnations and colors and activities. He is actually Narayana Sama. He is good as Narayana. And so Nanda said, therefore, on these words, I take it that he's either Narayan or a plenary portion of Narayan. So let us always be protected by Krishna. Of course, even after this explanation, it's not that they then began to worship him with awe and reverence. But they always continue to see him as the more important than God. In that God is usually approached in an official way, but they approached Krishna having no other thought but him and focused on him with all love. Because, of course, those who want to love God in a very intense way are awarded these different rasas, which go beyond the boundaries of worship. So that actually they deliberate, I would like to have him as my son and always care for him and worry about him and protect him. That is how I want to be intimate with the Supreme. And they're awarded such a relationship. So we can say it's more than God. And it's certainly more than merging with God. So this is the Vatsalya Rasa in Govardhan Puja. The sakha rasa of friendship that develops a little later in Krishna's biography, because first as a child he's with his mothers and fathers. Then when he's a little older he leaves their shelter and he plays all day with his boyfriends. And then we hear, especially starting with Agasura and the other activities, Dhenakasura, Palambrasura, how Krishna plays with his friends. And they regard him as an equal friend, but also as a great hero, whose adventures they sing of at the end of the day. They make up poems and songs glorifying Krishna. So when they saw their heroic friend lifting the Govardhan Hill, they were very delighted and ecstatic. This was better than anything he had done. Another wonderful adventure to sing about and talk about. And some of his friends, they wanted to help him as equals, and they suggested maybe we can massage, maybe you shift your if we can't help you actually hold the hill, then why don't you change hands and we could massage one hand. So in various ways he was certainly enjoying with his boyfriends doing the Govardhan, lifting of Govardhan as they watched him. And the Madhurya Rasa is also developing in Krishna's life story before and culminates in one sense in the Govardhan Leela. Before the Govardhan Leela, there's a chapter called Krishna Steals the Garments of the Unmarried Gopi Girls. So that occurs earlier. And at that time, Krishna signifies by that Leela that he will accept the gopis in the future as their husband, as a result of their worshipping goddess Katyayani. So they were awaiting that promise. That promise was to be fulfilled at the Rasa dance. And actually right after the Govardhan Leela and the prayers of Indra, then immediately you have the Rasa dance. So they were starting to express and feel more and more their love for Krishna as their parakiya paramour. But they could not show this in any way. They expressed it also in a pastime before the Govardhan Leela of talking about Krishna's flute. And that talking was done undercover. Although they expressed it that everyone glorifies the flute of Krishna, so what's the harm if we also are captivated by Krishna's flute and Krishna's form and activities? Why should we be forbidden just because we're girls? Everyone else is attracted universally, so we also. And yet, it was socially not acceptable. So in the Govardhan Leela, it's also not any kind of open reciprocation, but the gopis are, as the topmost lovers of Krishna, they're very much captivated seeing Shyam Sundar in this pose as he's lifting the hill and he's letting everyone have a full darshan of his miraculous activity. And there's one pastime described in the Nectar of Devotion displaying Krishna's quality of shyness that shows us he was actually always thinking of the gopis even while performing this leela. And that was quite hidden. But while Krishna was holding the Govardhan Hill and looking at all the residents, as described in this verse, the people of Braja gazed upon him and he gazed upon them. And he was gazing upon the parents and he was gazing upon the cows and upon the children. And especially he was gazing upon the gopis and Radharani. But when he gazed upon the gopis, he became so moved and attracted that his hand began to shake. And when he did that, then there was a tumultuous roaring by all the devotees who were all under the shelter of the hill. They were afraid. So, but Balaram, in another rasa of friendship and a particular friend of the older brother, he smiled, and his smile indicated that there's nothing to be afraid of, just as he smiled during the Kaliya pastime. There's nothing to be afraid of. So Krishna saw, oh, Balaram is smiling at me. He must be reading my mind. and knowing that my hand is shaking because I'm appreciating the beautiful forms of the gopis. But Balaram was smiling for his own reasons. But anyway, this shows that Krishna was reciprocating in the Madhurya rasa also. In fact, all the rasas and all the creatures, he was reciprocating with the cows and with the trees and with the land, because they were all under his shelter. And the mood of reciprocation was, Krishna is our supreme protector. By this one activity, he was giving shelter to everybody. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who gives shelter to everyone, but particularly to the residents of Vrindavan, and it increased their devotion for him intensely. So we are, at the present moment, not in such intimate association with Krishna like the Vrajajana, but by hearing about all these leelas, our attraction can be awakened also. So we should desire to hear about Krishna and have our particular attractions to his activities awakened, and try to find out more and more how to realize our relationship with wonderful Krishna. And for this we have the Krishna book given to us by Prabhupada, sweetened by his own expressions. Sweetened by his own expressions and realizations. And this one book can awaken our attraction to Krishna. Govardhan Leela, he mentions in the purport, is one of the most famous pastimes. So sometimes we are affected by familiarity, breeds contempt. Oh, I've heard this story so many times. And then we cannot hear it. Our mind resists. But we have not even heard it once, if we think like that. The residents of Vrindavan, they like to talk about Krishna's activity continually. Therefore, we have to overcome this superficial idea that we've heard these stories many times. So one way to do this is by approaching the hearing in a receptive way as possible, either in the class or among a few friends, to sit and read, share aloud, and discuss the meanings and the impressions you gain when reading Krishna book. And then certainly we will overcome this feeling, attitude, that I've heard this before. And more we'll appreciate Govardhan, Leela, and all the Leelas. There are many other ways to enliven our appreciation, and such as visiting the Tirthas connected with the Leelas, and also, as today, observing the festival. So in the Krishna book, Prabhupada tells about the festival in brief, and how it should be performed. So I thought I would read that paragraph. Krishna personally started this festival, and as Kirtamashai, he dictated a menu. He said, prepare very nice foodstuffs of all descriptions from the grains and ghee collected for the yajna. Prepare rice, dal, then halava, pakora, puri, and sandesh, rasagula, and laddu, and invite the learned brahmanas who can chant the Vedic hymns and offer oblations to the fire. Then he says that, I'll read more. The brahmins should be given all kinds of grains and charities. Decorate all the cows and feed them well. After performing this, give money and charity to the brahmins. As far as the lower animals are concerned, such as the dogs, and the lower grades of people, such as the chandalas, who are considered untouchable, they also may be given sumptuous prasadam. After nice grasses have been given to the cows, the sacrifice known as Govardhan Pooj may immediately begin. This sacrifice will very much satisfy me. The sacrifice known as Govardhan Pooj is observed in the Krishna consciousness movement. Lord Chaitanya has recommended that since Krishna is worshipable, So his land, Vrindavan, and Govardhan Hill is also worshipable. To confirm this statement, Lord Krishna said that Govardhan Pooj is as good as worship of him. From that day, the Govardhan Pooj has been still going on and is known as Anakut. In all the temples of Vrindavan, or outside of Vrindavan, huge quantities of food are prepared in this ceremony and are very sumptuously distributed to the general population. Sometimes the food is thrown to the crowds and they enjoy collecting it off the ground. From these instances we can understand that prasadam offered to Krishna never becomes polluted or contaminated, even if it is thrown on the ground. The people therefore collect it and eat it with great satisfaction. Hare Krishna. So, I'll stop here if there are any questions or comments. Come on, Krishna.
Because the incident of Govardhan, lifting Govardhan, took so many days, we should understand that actually it was an opportunity, as you said, for Krishna to exchange loving relationships with all of the residents of Vrindavan. And we only get a little glimpse of some of those exchanges here and there from verses, just like in the Nectar Devotion, verse which you recited about Krishna seeing the beautiful form of the gopis and the hill shaking. Rupa Goswami has given a number of other quotes in the Padyavali. He mentions that Nanda Maharaj and the other elders thought that, oh, this is too heavy a burden for Krishna to hold, so let us take the burden ourselves. So Krishna allowed a little portion of the hill, one corner of the hill, to be on the sticks and hands of Nanda and the other elders. And as the small portion of the hill came on their hands, they began to collapse under the weight. And they were all, they became terribly fearful. And Krishna smiled within, and then again he picked that portion up. That's one example given of this very nice verse which describes that. How the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed by the Yogamaya potency and they could not understand actually how great Krishna was. Another example, another verse which is recited is that the gopis, there was actually many exchanges going on between the various gopis and Srimati Radharani, and the gopis were trying to have Radharani move away from Krishna's direct vision, because they said that if Krishna continues to see you, then he's going to become completely overwhelmed and the hill will slip from his hand and will all be crushed. So they were trying to make her, you know, move away so that Krishna would not see her. So these are some examples, some further examples.
Thank you. It was seven full days, so there was a lot going on. We may tend to think it's like a tableau, frozen, nothing going on. That's impersonal, 7 days of no activity. But there was all kinds of different wonderful activities, and the acharyas are telling us about it. Prabhupada would sometimes say that people should not try to imitate the rasa dance like some sahajiya person will do. So let them try to imitate this pastime, to hold the Govardhan Hill for 7 days. So it's interesting, and then they can try to do something else that Krishna does. So this struck me that I saw the word saptaha here, which is the same word they use in the 7-day recitation, Bhagavat Saptaha, which Prabhupada said that we don't have any evidence of Bhagavat Saptaha being held in the Bhagavatam. It says, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, always discuss Bhagavatam, not just 7 days. So that reminded me, let us see them do this for saptaha, for 7 days, like Prabhupada said. Lift the Govardhan Hill, and rather than have this sahajiya saptaha of just talking about the or rasa dance, or imagining that you are the leader of the rasa dance. Yes?
Want to debate? Jiva Goswami explains in Gopala Champu, actually the conversing point Nanda Maharaj was the final argument. Krishna said that, don't you do everything in this Brajadham to please me? So this will also will please me. And all the Brajadham says, yes, let's do these things.
That point in debate was the winning point. When he said, if you do this... But I was making the point, that did not come out of the logical argumentation of Karmakandiya versus demigod worship. But it's just, let's put this debate aside, I will be pleased. And then they said, guys, this is how we should argue. Let's stop arguing and do what Krishna wants. Then the debate should be closed. Anyone else? Yes.
Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj to place less attention to worship with any gods, pay more attention to the house and to go there. So why pay attention to the other?
Govardhan is their place of occupation. It refers to where the cows grazed in agriculture. So it's the land. So it refers therefore to, you can't have cows without land. The cows pasture on the ground, bulls work the ground, the crops grow from the ground. So he's saying there may be activities in the city where there are big buildings and palaces, but that's far away from us. We live on this land, this agricultural cow protection land. So if you're going to worship anything, worship these activities, including the cow and the land. Yes.
Sometimes it's said that Govardhan is Krishna himself, and other times it's said that Govardhan is the best of the servitors of Krishna. Could you explain?
Well, I've heard both that the gopis say this Govardhan is the best of devotees because it gives grass for the cow and so on. And then in the Govardhan Leela, Krishna takes a big form to accept the offerings that are made. And it says he did this to show that he's non-different than Govardhan. So that's an evidence that Govardhan is Krishna. And the gopis' verse, this Govardhan is the best of devotees, indicates Govardhan as a devotee. So it's, you can take your choice. If you want to see things from the viewpoint of the gopis, they say it's the best of devotees. But it's simultaneous. So the devotee and Krishna are also very, very similar, sometimes the same. You asked the question, I think you could probably answer it also.
Okay. I wanted to hear your...
So,
you could ask Giriraj.
What is the identity of Giriraj? Giriraj.
The best of the servants of Lord.
The best of the servants of Lord Hari. Kalanan Maharaj.
Well, just like Krishna's expansions are Krishna, but simultaneously they're all servants of Krishna. It's like Balaram, he's Krishna, but he's actually the best of the servants of Krishna also.
Yes.
But better than being Krishna is to be the servant of Krishna.
Therefore, all the expansions are only the servants.
So there's some point of view depending on your rasa here. Yes.
Seems that generally Govardhan was accepted as Krishna because people see that worship as Krishna. So all of Vrindavan is also looking for Krishna. So Govardhan Hill is Krishna. Vrindavan is also Krishna. So is Govardhan Hill especially Krishna?
Yes, like in the 8th verse of Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami's says, compares even within Vrindavan. He said, well, within the whole material, there's all kinds of spheres of existence, Goloka Dham and Mahesh Dham, Devi Dham. So within within the spiritual world, Goloka is the best, and within Goloka there's Dwarka and there's Mathura, but Vrindavan is the best. Then he says, but within Vrindavan there are 12 forests, but the best is Govardhan. And then he says, and within at the foot of Govardhan is Radhakund, and that's the best of all. So he's even saying, within Vrindavan, the Govardhan is superior to other parts of Vrindavan. It's the place of so many pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and of the cows and the boys. It's special. I think we can stop now. We have more programs for the festival. Going to the Goshala, circumambulating the hill. So let us go and do that and keep up the Krishna Katha. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.